Now, according to new research, half of UK adults are considering taking a home DNA test to help unlock their past and find out more about who they are today. Now, this has been made possible by a breakthrough in home DNA testing. Now, just what can we learn from DNA testing and why is it important? Well, I'm joined now by Brad Argent from Ancestry DNA, and you know all about this.
I do indeed. I spend a lot of time just looking at DNA results and trying to work out what they say. Because, you know, you're right, this whole notion of consumer genomics, right, this do-at-home DNA testing, it's just taken off. You know, we've had a product in market now for about 4 years. And there's been, you know, sustained interest. But to give you an idea of the scope of this, as at January this year, we had 3 million people in our DNA network. As of today, we have 4 million. So just in a matter of months, right, it's grown and it seems to be continuing to grow. People are, you know, they're loving this process. And there's a couple of reasons for that, I think. You've got, first of all, it's science and it's pretty sexy that you can do science at home, right, like that. But it's also a very personal and very intimate experience. It's your DNA. This doesn't get much more intimate than that.
What kind of things then would we be looking for, or what kind of things have you found out through DNA testing?
So just from taking a small saliva sample from you, we can look at where your ancestors came from hundreds of years ago and thousands of years ago. So in terms of more recent, we can put it down to regions. More distant, so thousands of years ago, we can talk about ethnic groups that might cover what we today consider to be countries, but they're multiple countries. But what I found fascinating about it was its ability to connect you to other people. So these other people that have taken the test, these 4 million of them, it will connect you to them and tell you what the biological connection is, so how related you are to them. So you can find cousins that might be next door, or in my case, I found one all the way in America, and I had no idea she existed.
Yeah, it's interesting because I would imagine some people get some quite big surprises with this, then, don't they?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you don't know what to expect, right? And you might have a view, and that view might be based on history, on family stories, and what have you, of where you're from, and then when you get the DNA test, it goes, okay, well, I'm going to put all that to one side and I'm just going to look at the biology. And so you could, for example, think that you were Irish and discover that, yeah, maybe you've got a little bit of what we determined to be Irish DNA, but you've also got a bunch from Western Europe. There might be a little bit of South Asian in there. There might be something from Melanesia and Polynesia in there. You just don't know what it is until you have a look. And then, of course, the next sort of big surprise is the cousins, right? Now, we live in a world that's very much focused around a nuclear family, right? We might know our first cousins, maybe even when we're younger, but we might grow apart as we get older. But we rarely know our second or third cousins. And what this can do is make those connections. It can reconnect families back together. If you like, it can rebuild those broken branches of your family tree.
So if you take a test then and the information is gleaned from it, how do you link up with other possible relatives, I suppose?
So your information goes into the network. And so there's this essentially a big list of data, because we just convert your DNA into data. And then we compare your sample against the other samples that we've got. And by looking at the centrum organs that you share, which is really a way of measuring bits of DNA that you share in common with somebody, we can determine how long ago it was you had a common ancestor. And the more recent that is, the higher the confidence level of that. So anything from about fourth cousin and closer, we can be fairly confident that you're biologically related to that person. And it really, so it's look, at the end of the day, it's maths, right? Everything is maths. And it comes down to our ability to understand the algorithms that we need in order to make those relationships. And our confidence level, like I said, is very, very high that is there.
Well, what I'm trying to get at, Brad, is Could I possibly be royal?
Look, if you go back far enough, yes. But the other side of that is we all are, right?
Right.
We're all, the further back you go, the more related and connected we become, right? So this whole notion of, you know, we're not alone in the world because we're all kind of connected. And we're all part of one big race, the human race, right? And DNA just proves that out.
Yeah, it does also point towards us changing our outlook on how we view nationality, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I actually think that's one of the drivers why we're getting so much interest in DNA. It's because people are looking for an identity. They're looking for a way to connect to a grand narrative that we don't have in society today. You know, we're missing religion, or we're missing cultural elements, or we're missing that traditions that we used to have. And I think people are looking for ways to reconnect that and ways to bridge the gaps that society has created in our community.
Now, one question that crops up is data breach. How safe is the information that you glean from the DNA?
Well, look, the information is very safe, right? When we put it in the database, the only person that knows that spit in the tube belongs to you is you. All we're interested in is the barcode on the side of the tube. And so it's very secure when it goes off. It's very securely stored because we store the genetic material. And then the data is just as secure as banking data, right? So if you're comfortable doing online banking, you should be comfortable taking a DNA test. And of course, the key thing to remember is you can delete it at any time. So if you were concerned about that, you could take the DNA test, get your results, and then simply opt out of the process by getting your DNA removed.
It's interesting. What do you see for the future for this then? Where do you see this going?
Look, you know, in the very short period of time, we've seen this go from something that's, you know, just not affordable to essentially a consumable product. I think what we'll see is the costs probably coming down and bottoming out a little bit, but I think we'll see the level of data going up and up and up. So we'll be able to get, I don't think we're that far away from a very affordable, complete mapping of our individual genomes. So I think there's that. But from a family history perspective, I think we're only a few years away from a family tree in a tube. Mm. So from spitting into a tube, getting results back that automatically map and connect you with all your family, wherever they are in the world.
It's certainly interesting. I find the older I get, the more interested I am in history.
Yeah, no, I, me too. And I wonder if that's just because we're becoming part of it.
Yeah, I think so. It's very interesting. Where can we get more information on this then?
Look, the easiest thing to do, if you just go to, you know, the website, the search engine of your choice, and type in Ancestry DNA, and it will come up. Or you can go straight to ancestrydna.co.uk and find out more.
Brad Argent from Ancestry DNA, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, mate.